All right, so let's just review what we have. Okay, so basically, this much, it seems, at least tentatively, we're establishing. There's two Rashis. Rashi is, on the surface, looks like he saw some Psochem. Because Rashi over here in Psochem says, with regard to Lina, that it's Laila HaRishon, that means Leil Tesvav, and Mikam Vailach Rasha Lodo Chutz L'chom HaBesoch HaTchom. Because it's still vayinu olacha la'ol shechus l'cham ulo l'bayis mamash. The yom tefil. Okay? So Rashi is saying over here that the lino is leil tesvav, and Rashi in Sukkah says clearly, daf mem zayin amar aleph, Rashi says over there, ufanis v'boka can't mean in yom tesvav, because you still have to bring all this real. So it must mean, ufanis v'boka must mean the next morning in Chol HaMoed. So it's matzoi yom tef. So Rashi on the surface would seem to be sos himself. And Rashi in Sukkah would seem to be difficult. I mean, if it's because of the Pesach, so what, it's thrown over to the next night? I mean, what kind of halacha is that? So, and what if he's not chayiv in Riyah? It's pata from Riyah? So then what, then it's the first night? I mean, what, it's an arbitrary halacha? The whole thing is strange. Many, many difficulties here, okay? So what we want to say is as follows. That the Rashi in Sukkah is talking about the din of lino of Yom Tov. There's two linos. There's halacha that the regal is mechayev in lino, and that I learned from Ufanis v'abok v'alachta olacha means the Torah can't be telling you Ufanis v'abok next morning, because the Torah is not assuming, the mikra is not assuming the guy's potter. So the mikra is assuming that he's mechayev mitzvahs til chasim. And Ufanis v'abok is a natural thing. So how could it be? So the answer is, it can't be the first day. So you see, the halacha is that the chag is machayev and lino. That the kiyum regel is machayev and lino. And that's why Rashi is tola in the korban chagiga. That's why he says, if he didn't bring the chagiga the first day, so then it'll be chayev and lino anytime he brings it. Because the korban chagiga is the real kiyum regel of the gavra. Okay, that's the chag, chagiga, choge. So therefore, Rashi and Sukkah is talking about the chi of lina, the chi of lina that's novea from regel. So that's halacha, and how you mekayim the kiyum of regel. It has nothing to do with carbon. It's the kiyum regel, but the carbon is simply there because the carbon is the full expression of the kiyum regel. So when the gavra's mekayim brings his chagiga, that's his real kiyum regel. So it's Machayev and Molino, because regal is Machayev and Molino. That's the Rashi and Sukkah. But Rashi over here, the Gemara is talking about Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, that's a different halacha of Lina. Over there, the halacha of Lina is halacha in carbon, that the carbon is ton Lina. What does it mean? It means if you don't have Lina, you're lacking the Kiyum Avah of Pesach. That the kiyum avah, you can't just avah is a pesach is a kiyum. There's a kiyum in carbon of a navy carbon, and if you just bring it and exit, so then it lacks in the gavra of navy carbon. So lacking the kiyum pesach. So that's really the answer to the steer and Rashi. He's not so himself, but there's two separate linas. One is hayyim makayim regal, chovas a regal, and the other one is the kiyum and the chefza shel carbon. It's a completely different concept. That the chefza shel carbon would be lacking because the gavra wasn't alone. Not that in the lino there's a kiyum. And in regel, the lino is a kiyum. That's a kiyum of the regel. Over here, the lino is simply, if he's not alone, so the gavra lacks as a mevi carbon. It's a completely different framework. Completely different framework. It's not how you makayim mitzvahs a regel. Okay? So Rashi holds that there are two linas. That's what Rashi holds. Okay?
Ready?
All right. That's why it's not a mitzvah. Lina is not a mitzvah if that's musa, because either it comes under regal, or else it comes under kol. Two separate linas.
Why Rashi? Why Rabbi only has...
That's it. Rashi, very good, very good. Rashi's referencing the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. It says, Ma chagam matzah ton lina. Afchagasukas only, and then he's going from Shmini Atzeres to Chagasukas. So that's clearly a halacha and rego. That's a different lino. That's a lino on the kiyum rego. The rego demands lino. not, you're not Mekayim, there's no Kiyam, you're lacking the Kiyam Regel. Okay.
Well, what's the simple way? The Agida Beway. Because the Agida Beway, on the surface, you also have a problem. What does it mean? It's only one day. So where's the... where's all seven? Right?
This means that your seven is a quality...
Okay. Oh, okay.
That's what I'm
gonna say,
right?
Who's saying? Yeah. All right. 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 In other words, like this: the Chag demands a Kiyum Lina. Okay. Lina is not a one night phenomenon. That's the nature of Lina. It means you're alone on that day. You're there during the daytime and you're alone. Okay. So the quality of Lina is a quality in a Yom. Okay, you have it. You're there for the yom, and now you don't. Instead of going home, you're alone. Okay, so lina is a kiyum in the yom, but it's only a yom phenomenon. There's no lina shivas yom. What do you mean seven linas? I mean a lina is for yom echad. Every day you're alone. Okay, but all in the chag only requires one kiyum of being alone. So it uses the one day, any day you want, you could use to have a kiyum of alone in the chag. But Alon is a one-day concept. See, that's the problem with the other way. We're saying the other way. You know what I mean? Because the concept of Alon is, the idea of Alon is associated only to one day. You can't be Alon 5 days. I mean, Lina is restricted to one day. You're Alon over one day. So you need a Kiyum Lina. And Lina is a phenomenon of one day. So the Chag needs a Kiyum Lina. So one day is a Kiyum Lina on the Chag. Okay? I'm not going back on the idea that Lina is a quality in a Yom. Then I mean, because that I don't think you could bypass it. So the Yom is Machayev. Lina is not a Lina Shivas Yom. Okay? Lina is an overnight. Okay? Vayivgava Makam Vayolin Sham, Kivo Hashemesh. Okay? So the day is over and it's lawn. So the lawn is an institution that's tied to the yom. It's tied to a yom. It could be a lawn for a week. Every day is a different lawn. So lawn is tied to a metzius of yom, to a phenomenon of yom. So every day in the yomtif is a machayev and lina. Okay? But the lina process has two components to it. There's the process of being kovei himself for the night. And then when the boker comes, that's the conclusion of the lina. So it comes out over here. That's what the Gemara says, a strange phenomenon. Ufonisa v'boker v'olachta lo alecha. But ufonisa v'boker means the boker where there's no kedusha regel anymore. The boker when you can go lo alecha, when you're free. So that boker doesn't arrive until after the chag. Okay. So it comes out, so the yom is mecha...
Why isn't that you're free to go home now?
Because that's not a boker. That's not, because the boker is your free boker.
No,
but the boker is your... That's what the Gemara says. Ufanisa v'boker means your boker. Your free boker. Okay, when there's no halachic phenomenon of regal. So it comes out, it's a strange phenomenon. But every day is mechayev and lina, but the boker doesn't come. So the next day is Machayev of Lina again, the Boker doesn't come. Until the last day, they have Machayev of Lina, and then the Boker comes, and then you can go.
Okay?
So there's seven, exactly. It comes out that there's seven Kiyuv, there's seven Chiyuve Lina, and one Boker. That's what the Gemara means, Asana Kos of Boker Echad. It means one Boker is a Boker for all of them. That's why it says it. What is it? Asan Kosov Yom Echad. Kedusha Yom Echad. It's one Kedusha. No, the Gemara doesn't mean that. The Gemara means that when the last Boker comes, that Lemafreya is the Boker for all the Linas. Asan Kosov Boker, one Boker is the Boker for every, because Lino, the Kiyum Lino is a Yom Kiyum. Like I said, you can't be alone for 7 days. Can be sleep for 7 days. It can't be a lawn for 7 days. So lawn is always tied to the phenomenon of the yom. Vayifka markam vayolin shom kivah shemesh. So it's the day. So the over here you have a strange structure. But what is it? The structure like this. You're in there in the daytime. Daytime is machayev and lina. Okay, the yom is machayev and lina. So you kaveh yourself there, okay? You don't have to sleep necessarily, kaveh yourself there, it's lon. And then the boker, you're waiting for the boker to go home, to go free. But you can't. Ufanis of a boker, because that's not the boker. So now you're there the next yom is mechayev yom lino. Again, you have the same problem, there's no boker. Until the last day is the boker. But how many kiyume lina do I have? 7. Where is the boker? The last boker is the boker for all the 7. But you have to wait till that boker to get your kiyum for the first lawn. You understand what I mean? That's the formula. That's the formulation. Okay? But that's the limit. What does it mean, boker echot? It means one boker for each day. Now, once that boker comes, it goes back on mafreya on every single night. So now you have 7 kiyume lino. That's the exact question. Because every yom is a machayev and lino until you have a kiyum lino for the regal. Until the regal has a kiyum lino. Okay? So it'll come out, so now it's going to repeat itself every day. Until you have the boker. Now boker is a 7 kiyume lino.
So if you were to do the first
day, that's right. That's Tzvi's question. If you do if you came in the middle, you did the last day, let's say, you'd have a kiyume lino. And the other way, no. If you won the first night and you go away, there's no kiyum. Or you come back for the last night. Then you have a kiyum for the last day. You see, it has to be one boker for all of them, because like I said, the lon is a phenomenon in the yom. You can't be a lon for 7 days. The moment the next day comes, that lino is only shaykh to that day. You can't have a lino. I can't be lon tonight for the last month. The day is, what's the shaykhs? Lon is a phenomenon. You have a yom, and you have your the things you do by yom, and then the end of that yom, you're lon. You're right. Yaakov's right. When it says what Rashi means is, doesn't mean are you putter, if a person's putter from Alasriya. No, but it means a fonisa means when you're a ponui. And that's what Rashi's saying. You're not a ponui because it's a chovas riya. So it can't be that boker. That's, I mean, just explain Rashi and okay. That's right. And Rashi, let's just correct something. Rashi, in other words, the first day you'll be chayev even if you didn't bring your chagiga, because the kedusha hayom is mechayev only. The Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag is Mechayev Alina. But if you bring your Chagiga, so then that's it. But if you bring your Chagiga during the Yantif, so since Chagiga is really the fulfillment of the Kiyum Regel, Chogeg, so then it'll have to be a lot. That's good? That's a good rag. It's a good rag. Because Shmini Atzeres says learn from the Yom Rishon. And Shmini says no Chagiga. So therefore it wouldn't be Chayev. So it shows you it's the Kedusha Yom. The Kedusha Yom. Yeah. But if you bring your chagiga then, so then you're putter. But if you bring it later, so then you're going to be chayev. Then a separate mechayev. Of course, you're making that the yom regel. Okay. Same, because the chagiga is the regel. That's a kiyum regel. So that makes it now is another mechayev in the regel. But the regel is the mechayev. Regel. It says chagiga. That's what I said yesterday. Okay. Today's question is that the Gemara is saying regel b'fnei atzmo, it means that it's choluk la'atzmo. That it's choluk la'atzmo. And that it can't be construed as an extension of Sukkos. So if you're going to say that all these 7 days before every day is mechayev and lino, so what do you mean it's regel b'fnei atzmo? I mean, and if it's the 8th day of Sukkos, it's also going to be mechayev and lino. Is it the same mechayev?
Right.
Same exact mechayev? That's his question. Okay, very good. Very good. You can't answer this question simply anyways, because the reason is because, you see, what it means is that when it says Shmini's regel b'fnei atzmo le'in pazar kashav, what it means is that it really comes under two frameworks. You see? It means it's a regel b'fnei atzmo insofar as these expressions, but on another framework, it's really an extension of Sukkos. Right. It's not, because it says Bayom HaShmini. Pasuk, can I get Pasuk Bayom HaShmini? So what the Gemara means, in this, these things, insofar as these halachas are concerned, it's a regular b'fnei atzmo. It's like a hybrid. It's on the one hand, it's a Yom HaShmini of Sukkos. On the other hand, it's a regular b'fnei atzmo insofar as these expressions. So if you would say that, if you would say that you're lon all 7 days, how do you know that? Where do you see that? There's no indication. In other words, why don't I say? In other words, there's no expression. All those pazar kashavs, every one of them is an expression which differentiates the Yom HaShemini. It's a differentiating expression. Do you follow? The Gemara is not trying to prove what Shemini Atzeres is. Yeah, because then you're right. Then you could say, yeah, it has its own lina. It has its own kiyum lina. But that's not what the Gemara is trying to do. The Gemara is trying to say that it's an extension of the Chag HaSukkos, but with regard to these manifestations, the Pazar Kashav gives it the character of a regular Bifnei Atzma. But if you're going to say that there's a lina of Zion Yamin before, where is its unique character? You understand what I mean? That's really what they're saying. There's no uniqueness. See, every one of those things is a differentiation from the Chag HaSukkos. Like a pay is a kabbonis, and Zion is man. Pious is pay.
Yeah.
A pay is not poriah chag.
No, because that's cool.
Getting mixed up here. Getting mixed up. Pious. What? Separate pious. Okay, what else? All right, so anyways, yeah, okay. So Pazar Kashav. But everyone, take a look. You're reading from Rashi and Sukkah. Dalam Beis and Sukkah. Okay, Dalam. In Roshan. Roshan, Dalam Beis. Okay. Yeah, in Sukkah is Roshan. So the thing is that the Pazar Kashav, every one of those things is a unique expression. And that's what the Gemara means. It's a regel bifnei atzmo. It means it has its own individual expression, and that's really Taisa's question. That if you can't just get away with it and say, yeah, it's a new machayev of lina. No, because there's no uniqueness in that expression.
Right.
So because really both frameworks are true. It's a Yom HaShemini and it's also a regel bifnei atzmo. So the Gemara is showing you where is it a regel bifnei atzmo in these manifestations. These manifestations are the manifestations of its uniqueness and its identity as a regular fnatsma. But if you're going to say that lino is zayin yomim, there's no expression. So it can't be, you can't have
it's
a...
That's correct.
But if you putter already, and so now it has a unique expression. That's really what Teis is saying. In other words, Teis's raya from the Sifri is as follows. Lino is a phenomenon that has to do with boker. See, the boker is when the lino is over. Right? So your boker and your lino have to be in the same frame. Okay? Same framework. So if you're going to say my lino is the fact that I physically am conveying myself here. Okay? That's what the lino is. So then my boker is when I get up in the morning and I'm ready to go. Because now I'm finished with my kvias. Right? But if you're going to say that the boker is asana kosov boker echod, so it's not the boker, which is my boker, determined by tashmishi ha'odom, derech ha'odom, but it's determined by the halacha, it's halachic boker. Okay? So if it's halachic boker, so it's a different kind of a lino. It's a lino of yomtif, a lino of, that's tied to regel. It's not a lino on my own terms, my kiyum lino. It's a lino that's tied to a caduceus of regal. That's why there's never a boker, because the lino has the character of regal in it. So the boker is the boker of a regal, right? So you have to keep these things even. It has to be symmetrical. So therefore, what Teis is saying is like this: you can derive carbon from yomtiv as long as the character of the lino is the same. Okay, it's a lino of the gavra. So then what kind of a boker does he have? He has a boker of the gavra. It's in his own terms. But if you're going to say that the lino is not over to lefty yontif, so then the lino is not as simply a lino of the gavra, because you see his boker is not the boker. It's the boker that's totally in yontif. So it's a lino that's a lino of regal. So how can what's it got to do with carbon? I can learn a carbon from that. Carbon is not, he has a lino of regal when he brings a carbon. It's not regal. There is a halacha that a carbon is like a regal. Okay, but I'm not. Okay, that's a good question. The answer is a nice answer, but the question is that a person that's a mevia carbon, for him it has a loch of a regal. All right, so remain with the Tzarachin and the Taisus. Okay.
All right, so let's get back to the main. We want to finish off the Taisus, right? The main point over here is... Yeah, so the main point is the Stirin Rashi, right? So Rashi says, Laila, Linas Laila. Laila the Pesel Sheni Miet. Laila the Pesel Sheni Miet. Avo Yom Shuzman Asiyasa Lo Miet. Vareyu Kepesach Rishin Shaton Ha'ol Peshash Chitaso. Rashi, Ton Lila. Rashi, give him Asal Ton Lila, sorry. Leila Rishon Yolam Birushalayim. Count Veil for Shah Lord of Hustacham, the Sakhatham. Bangalore, Lacha, Lord of Hustacham, Lord of Besamamish. The Yantifu, Lord of Gabriel Sriya. Okay. So Rashi, so Rashi is learning that Phonisabok Valachali Olecha is means on the Boker of Tesvav. In contra distinction to what he says in Sukkah, that it can't be that. Can't be that morning, because that morning still have Olasriya, right? So we wanted to answer the Rashi, that there are two concepts of Ufanisa Vaboka, based on the two concepts of Lina. That there's a Lina for Yomtif, so if the framework of Lina is Yomtif, because you're an Ola Rego, and Lina is a Kiyum, and the Gavra is a Leela Rego, so then the Ufanis of a boker cannot be a boker that has all chayiv yomtiv. It can't, because the lino is a linas yomtiv. It's the yomtiv is machayiv a lino. So Ufanis of a boker means in that framework that in this boker now it's not yomtiv anymore. Okay. And we explain is that there's two different kiyum of lino. One is a lino, which is a maisa kiyum a mitzvah of aliyah lerego in Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim. And the second one is a kiyum of the gavrin havoah in terms of korban, so that his korban will be lacking. If the gavrin doesn't have a kiyum of us, his korban is lacking. So Rashi over here is talking about the lino insofar as the kiyum korban is concerned. So, so far as the kiyum carbon is concerned, the Ufanisva Boker is next morning. It's not due to the fact that it's yantar. So, the outside the chama is fine. You see? The boker, insofar as kiyum carbon is concerned, is the boker after the carbon pesach. Doesn't matter that it's yantar. Okay? But, and that's a different Ufanisva Boker. It's a different boker. Okay? It's simply the gavra has to be a one in order that the gavra has a kiyum and avos a carbon. Okay, Masha Einikain, the lino. So the Ufanis Vaboker means Chamish Asa. And there's another Ufanis Vaboker, which is not because of the Gavras Kiyum, but it's a lino Shel Yomtif, which is a Kiyum in the Rego, and that Vaboker has to be a Vaboker that's not Yomtif anymore. That's essentially our answer. Okay? And with that, we can explain really Taisvis, the last part of Taisvis we're working on. Namely, what Taisvis calls the Sifri. Okay? So Taisvis says, the Taisvis wants to bring a raya that it cannot be all 7 days, right? Because he says, so the question is, why not? What's his raya? Omabilok molina dergoam, alma yom echaru, v'sulo. Okay? So he says, Alina Zarego has to be Gafka Yom Echad. So our question was, the way we have it worked out, why does it have to be Yom Echad? It could be every day. But the Boker, Sonakos Boker Echad, now he has all these Linos. Correct? So what I want to say is like this, let me see if it makes sense. That the thing is that the Yom Tov is Machayev Alina. But the Lina could be in two frameworks. It could be that Yom Tov is Machayev me to be a Gavra that's a one, okay? Or it could be that the Lina itself is a Lina of Yom Tov. What's the difference? The difference is Ufanisa Vaboker. What is the vote? If it's a lina of Yom Tov, so then Baboker has to mean a day that's not Yom Tov. But it's if it's simply that the Gavra has to be a lawn, so then the Boker is the next Boker. That's it. The Gavra was a lawn. Okay? So, therefore, what Taisus is saying is like this, that if it's a whole, if you're learning out Karbonis, like the Sifri is, so you can't say it's lawn called Zion. Because then Ufanisa Vaboka is a different type of a lawn. It means he's a lawn of a Yom Tov. And that won't be until then, the Boker won't be left to Shmini Atzeres. Okay? But if you're going to say that, what? That it's simply that the Gaffer is a lawn, so Boker is his Boker. Okay? Now, correct? Now, by Corbin, it's definitely not because of the fact that it's a regal, that he's a lawn. That has nothing to do with it. Because by Corbin, it's purely because of Avol. Because the only regal you're a lawn, you have to have a limit for. It's only Chagamatsu, Chagasugas, Shminyatzeris. I mean, Shuas, yeah, you're a goat. But the fact that he brings a carbon himself has nothing to do with the fact that it's a regular Jew. It's a separate law. But the reason why he has to be a lawn is because the Gavra's kiyum of being a mevi demands that he be a lawn. Okay? So if that's the case, then Taisvis's raya will be a good raya. That if you're going to say that it's a funis about Boker and Boker after Shmini Atzeres, which retroactively goes back and creates all those different Bokers, so then you're going to say that the nature of his being a lawn is a lawn b'yomtif, and the boker is a boker shel yomtif. If that's the case, so then you can't derive from there to the lean of carbon. There's nothing in common. But if you say it's one day, so then you could say that the lean is a lean of the gavra, and the boker is the next day. If it's in the terms of the gavra, it's in his terms. So then, carbon makes sense. Okay?
Then why should it be on?
See, no, that's no question. Because that still stands, what we said before. Your question is, so now we're removing the original pshat that we said of Fanisa Baboka means after the Chamish Asa. Because since Yom Tov is the Machayev in being alone, the Boker can't be where you still have Chayuva Yom Tov. That's not possible. Even though the Gavra is a lawn, but the Boker can't be, Boker has to be where his Chiyuv Magan. So if he still has Chiyuv Yom Tov, you can't say Fanus Boker is Leil Chamish Asa. Even though the Gavra is a lawn, but the whole Lino, the Machayev, is Yom Tov. So the Boker has to be where he's finished. You see? Where he's finished with Chiyuv Yom Tov. But whether the Boker is defined as a Boker Shel Chol, and it can't be a Boker Shel Yom Tov, that's already a quality in the Lino. You see? And therefore, if you're going to say that the Boker can't be a Boker Shel Yom Tov, it has to be a Boker Shel Chol, that's the equality in the Lina itself. But that is true. There are two Machayvim of Lina. There's a Machayv of Lina of Yom Tov, and there's a Machayv of Lina for Kiyum Korban. And if the Machayv of Lina is Yom Tov, so you can't say Baboker when he asks Chayuva Yom Tov. You see? So that's where Rashi and Taisus agree, that where there's a Chiyuv of what? Of Olas Rio, he can't say Fanisa Baboker. I mean, he's long on the other, but now he has to first do things. You see? So that's what Patius holds. But if you say the Boker is a different qualitative kind of Boker, then it's a different qualitative limit. Then you can't derive carbon from there. So that's why Patius says you must say that it's only a Linas Yomah. He's asking why do you have to bring the Mayat altogether? Of course, there was no day before. But that, you need a pasuk to tell you that. I mean, that you can't say anything. You might say, that's the lino. That's the kim lino. It's the kim. You're there. You came there. It's a yom tov. You said the kim lino is the first night. You need a pasuk to exclude. But once the pasuk excludes it, you understand that there's a machayev of lino from the yom. The yom is machayev of lino. I mean, that's no kasha why you need a raya. I mean, that could be a kiyum lino. I mean, in other words, the leil tesvav. If you don't have a pasuk leil tesvav, you kiyum lino. So the pasuk tells you it can't be. Since we're speaking in terms of the chiyuv lino, which yom tov is the machayev, ufanis v'boker can't be able to have essential chiyuv yom tov. Okay, So this therefore must be after. So now you know the yom is machayev in alina. Now you know the yom is machayev in alina. Okay. So there's two things. Is it the kiyum alina? Is it a kiyum in itself, or is it a kiyum in something else? Okay. It's that's one question. If it's yomtiv, that's a kiyum in itself, a kiyum alina. But if it's carbon, it's a kiyum in something else, completely different phenomenon. Okay. And now the question is, what's the nature of the lina? Is it a lina shel yomtiv, or is it a lina of the gavur? So if it's yom echod, then ufani sof boker means it's a kiyum of the it's a lina of the gavur. Well, that's it. By that boker means his boker. Okay, he was alone. But if you're going to say it's a lina shel yomtiv, so the boker has to be a boker after yomtiv. So then you're going to say asana kas boker echod. Okay, so Tosfos is showing you that the Sifri is not compatible with that formulation. Because with that formulation, you can't bring it into carbon. It has nothing to do with carbon. Okay. Yes. You know, if you're going to say that the Machayev is Yomtif, so he just came there to become a Riyah. And you tell him you go home in the morning, go home, it doesn't make any sense in Yomtif. The whole, it doesn't fit into the Chovas Aregel. He says the Chovas Regel of Lino, which says the next day he's free in the same regal, he's Chayev and Riyah. It's essentially what I came for. So you can't say that. That's what Rashi said.
Yes.
What? And once you know it can't be Baboker, and Yontif cannot be the morning after the 15th, the morning of the 15th, so therefore you know it's the next day. Why is it the next day? Because the Chovas Lino is, it shows you, this ipso facto shows you, that the Yom itself is Machayev and Lino. So now the Lino of Shemini Atzeres has to be after Shemini Atzeres. Eli asked a good question. His question is that what is Tosfos Raya before? That it can't be, that since that it can't be Lino is every night, because otherwise, of course, happy to say Regel Bifnei Atzmo. Alright. And he says, no. The reason why it says Regel Bifnei Atzmo is because because the morning of Shmini Atzeres, it's true that Yom HaShmini is going to be Machayev and Lino, every day Machayev and Lino. And even if it were construed as Yom HaShmini of Sukkot, it will also be Machayev and Lino. But there's a difference. The difference is you can have a Ufanis of a Boker on Shmini Atzeres for Sukkot. The Sukkot.
Okay. If it was the 8th day of Sukkot?
But if it were the 8th day of Sukkot, so you couldn't have a Ufanis of a Boker for Sukkot because it's the 8th day. So the Ufanis of a Boker is going to be after the 8th. Ninth, right?
Yeah.
Ah. So he says, but if you say that it's a Regel Bifnei Atzmo, so then you're going to have two Ufanis of a Boker. One Ufanis of a Boker will be the Ufanis of a Boker of Chag HaSukkot. And so you could leave that day on Shmini Atzeres, like Rashi says, go outside the Chama, and then come back, and then Shmini Atzeres, and then the next morning you have another Ufanis of a Boker, right?
But didn't you still have to wait to day 9 for Sukkot?
I agree. The answer is you can't say Ufanis of a Boker is going to mean that it's not Yontif anymore on Shmini Atzeres.
Right.
You can't have, there's no two Ufanis of a Boker. Because it still is a continuum. There's two frameworks there. But it's still, you can't say, Ufanis HaBoker can be on Shmini Atzeres. That doesn't make sense. Because it still is the eighth day of the Chag, Vayom HaShmini. So HaBoker has got to mean after Shmini. There's no question about it. Now Yaakov is right also, that you can't say, you wouldn't make it enough to mean anyways, because since you're in Yerushalayim in the morning of the Shmini Atzeres, you can't go out, because that's the Machayev Lino. You have to stay there. Makes sense? Okay. So we said that even if you would say that there were a break, which we're not saying there is, but still it wouldn't be regular finance numbers, then it would just make a difference. But it wouldn't matter in terms of Chiyuv Shmini Atzeres how you construe it. Because either way you construe it, it's still Chayev and Lino. So that's not the meaning of regular finasso. Means as something that if it were construed as simply the eighth day of Sukkos, that it wouldn't be that way. But that's not true. In fact, it's a break. That's just not commitment. But it's not essential in the memory of regular finasso. Okay, now one last point. So he says, "Dachem my pesach sheni milina omigor mi mevi karban mi masachol talmina yom echad." So he says, "Taisus is not satisfied. Just say it's a miut. It's good for drasha. Say it's a miut, but it has to make sense. Why is it different than any other car?" Okay. So Taisus says, "V'shem akivin the tashlum and the rishon who lo boy lina chili yom echad." So here we said the pshat is that in Pesach Sheni it lacks in a mevi. In Tashlumin is a different kind of a mevi than a gavra that's a mevi mitrilasa, mevi meikra. Tashlumin means you are over and now you have to pay back. So it's a different kind of a machayev in terms of the gavra mevi. The gavra mevi is not initiating the avah. You already missed one, and now this is merely tashlumen. So you might say, Sataisa says, that's why there's no kiyum in the gavra of a mevi if it's tashlumen. In a tashlumen, there's no kiyum of the gavra mevi. It's a different kind of a mevi. It's not really the real mevi.
What's the difference?
Difference in the mevi is over here he missed it, and now he has to bring tashlumen to make up for it. That's a chasaron in the gavra mevi. And tashlumen is a chasaron in the gavra mevi, because he's already lacking something.
Because he wasn't mevi when he was supposed to.
So now it's merely tashlumen. He can't be a real mevi. He's not. That's what he's saying. That if you're maya pesach sheni, what he's saying is that since it's a tashlumen and the gavra is lacking as a mevi, he can't have the kiyum of lina. The kiyum lina is inappropriate. It doesn't make any sense. Okay.
What does that have to do with
Taisus? Well, you have to say a very good point. The first Taisus, the short Taisus, Tamil or Rajma. Yeah. Why do you have to bring the raya from here, from the lima of Taisus Yomim? Why don't you just be right from Kol Chukos of Pesach, the only marba things that are miguf begufa that are begufa? So, what Yaakov says is like this: that it's true midin Pesach inat chayav, but you'd be chayav midin karbon. And that you need an exclusion to tell you that since it's tashlumen and tashlumen, it is not, there is no kiyum in the gavra of lina and tashlumen. That you need an exclusion, a separate lima. Very good. See, the question is, what's the connection between the lawn of the yomtiv and the lawn of the karbon? I would say like this: that the primary lawn is the lawn of the yomtiv. The gavra is ol rego, the ol yerushalayim, and the Torah says that requires an institution of lina. Lino. But the lino is because he's all the regular, he's always Yerushalayim. So then, once you have the lino as a halachic institution in all Yerushalayim, so then even a mevi korban is also all Yerushalayim. That says kol pinos yatapon, which means even though it's not an essential kiyum in Yerushalayim, because you bring a korban. But the fact is that a mevi carbon has to come through Shalim, and that's definitely part of the kiyum. So that's the kol pinos, means that from the real essential limud is from regal. So, but once you have regal, now it's saying every time. But if there were no halacha by regal, there would never be halacha by carbon.